The feeling in markets on Tuesday is very much risk off in nature. Currencies have come under significant pressure against the US dollar, with the Australian dollar standing out as it breaks down to a fresh yearly and multi-month low. Clearly, geopolitical tension and ongoing COVID stress have triggered the move to the buck, while rising inflation expectations have also been a factor. But the Australian dollar has been exposed to relative weakness on the back of a more dovish than expected RBA minutes earlier today, in which the central bank revealed decisions to keep tapering in place may not have been unanimous, and that the board would be prepared to act if lockdowns led to a greater economic setback. It seems rate expectations were also getting adjusted in New Zealand, this after PM Ardern imposed a nationwide lockdown on news of just one COVID case, the first in 169 days. Interestingly enough, the pound wasn't able to do much with a better-than-expected UK employment report, with the UK currency sinking against the buck to its lowest level in 3 weeks. US retail sales have now come in softer, which seems to be adding to risk-off flow. US equities are off from Monday's record highs, but continue to hold up rather well considering, though we know all of this is about investor expectations, the Fed will keep on ballooning that balance sheet. That's all for now.